नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text 46. Shri Raja Vacha Nanda Kim Akarod Brahman Shreya Evam Mahodayam Yashoda Cha Mahabhaga Papau Yasya Satanam Hari। श्रीराज उवाच नंद किम अकरोत् ब्रह्मन् श्रेय एवं महोदयम् यशोद च महाभागा अपाव यस्यः स्तनं हरिः। श्रीराज उवाच नंद किम अकरोत् ब्रह्मन् श्रेय एवं महोदयम् यशोद च महाभागा पपौ यस्यः स्तनं हरिः। श्रीराज उवाच नंद किम अकरोत् ब्रह्मन् श्रेय एवं महोदयम् यशोद च महाभागा अपौ यस्य स्तनं हरिः। करोत् ब्रह्मन् एवं महोदयम् यशोद च महाभागा अपाव यस्य स्तनं हरिः। श्रीराज उवाच नन्द किम् अकरोत् ब्रह्मन् च महाभागा। श्रीराज उवाच करोत् ब्रह्मन् श्रेय एवं महोदयम् यशोद च महाभागा पपाव यस्य स्तनं हरिः। श्रीराज उवाच नन्द किम् अकरोत् ब्रह्मन् श्रेय एवं महोदयम् यशोद च महाभागा पपाव यस्य स्तनं हरिः। माताजी श्रीराज उवाच नन्द किम् अकरोत् ब्रह्मन् श्रेय एवं महोदयम् यशोद च महाभागा पपाव यस्य स्तनं हरिः। श्रीराज उवाच नन्द किम् अकरोत् ब्रह्मन् श्रेय एवं महोदयम् Shri Raja Uvacha. Maharaj Parikshit further inquired from Shukdev Goswami. Nandaha. Maharaj Nanda. Kim. What? Akrot. Performed. Brahman. O learned Brahmana. Shreyaha. Auspicious activities like performing penances and austerities. Evam, as exhibited by him. Mahaudayam, from which they achieved the greatest perfection. Yashoda, Mother Yashoda. Cha, also. Mahabhaga, most fortunate. Papau, drank. Yasyaha, of whom. Stanam, the breast milk. Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Having heard of the great fortune of Mother Yashoda, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Shukdev Goswami, O learned Brahmana, Mother Yashoda's breast milk was sucked by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What past auspicious activities did she and Nanda Maharaj perform to achieve such perfection in ecstatic love? As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:16, Chatur Vidha Bhajante Mam Janah Sukritano Arjuna. Without Sukriti or pious activities, no one can come to the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is approached by four kinds of pious men, Artho Jigyasur Artha Arthi Gyanicha. But here we see that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda surpassed all of them. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj naturally inquired, what kind of pious activities did they perform in their past lives by which they achieved such a stage of perfection? Of course, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are accepted as the father and mother of Krishna, yet Mother Yashoda was more fortunate than Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's father, because Nanda Maharaj was sometimes separated from Krishna, whereas Yashoda, Krishna's mother, was not separated from Krishna at any moment. From Krishna's babyhood to his childhood and from his childhood to his youth, Mother Yashoda was always in association with Krishna. Even when Krishna was grown up, he would go to Vrindavan and sit on the lap of Mother Yashoda. Therefore, there is no comparison to the fortune of Mother Yashoda, and Parikshit Maharaj naturally inquired, Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. My sincere prayers to all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, to Srila Prabhupada, to Guru Parampara, Gauranitai, Rukmini Dwarkadish Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, that you all may allow me to speak some words, or use me to say something that may be of use to the assembled devotees. So, in this verse, the first thing in the translation is, having heard of great fortune of Mother Yashoda. So, what is this great fortune of Mother Yashoda that's being talked about? I'll make it rhetorical. Is it the great vision, the wondrous vision that Mother Yashoda had? Or is it that she overcame that vision and just took Krishna in her lap and started treating her as a child. So whichever way we take it, both are wondrous. How many of us have had the opportunity to see Krishna's universal form? And that too in that tiny mouth. Or how many of us have had the opportunity to have Krishna in our lap? So from both accounts, it's a great fortune for Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda, as you know from previous verses, was quickly able to realize that God was beyond her perception. And she offered obeisances to God, and she just started to take care of Krishna as her own child. And this was again by Krishna's grace, as you have heard before, that she had the vision, she got over it, and again engaged in her service. In service of taking care of God, Krishna, as her child. So the natural question then will be, what had they done to deserve this, both Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj? And the question is being asked of whom? The question is being asked of Brahman. The word is used Brahman. Brahman, as you know, Prabhupada describes Brahman, is one who has realized Brahman. So somebody who is qualified to answer this question. And we know Krishna is the source of Brahman, Brahmano hi pratishtham. And then Prabhupada in the purport says that he links to this word Shreya. In the text it says Shreya. What auspicious activities like performing penances and austerities had they done to deserve this good fortune? And Prabhupada links this to this verse from Bhagavad Gita about the four type of pious men, pious people who come to him. And then he quickly says that both Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda surpassed all of them. So it was not because of the piety of these people. But we know that piety counts. Those who do not have enough pious karma or pious credits. And we know from that prayer, Mahaprasade Govinde, Nam Brahmani Vaishnave, Svalpa Punya Vatan Rajan, Vishwaso Neva Jayate. That those who have little pious credit, or do not have enough pious credit, they do not even develop faith in the holy name, in Brahman, in Vaishnava, Nam Brahmani Vaishnava. So to develop faith in the holy name, in Vaishnava, in Brahman, we need pious credit. And then to approach Krishna, also we need piety. But in this case, they had surpassed. So they were beyond these four type of people. And I don't want to get into the future verses. The question will be answered who they actually are. But focusing on the verse, then the next word that is significant is Mahodayam. Mahodayam means Uday, as you know, to arise. Maha means something great. So Prabhupada translates as from which they achieved the greatest perfection. So how did this greatest perfection arise for them if they are beyond these four type of pious people? We know that just by remembering Krishna at the time of death, antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram, just by remembering Krishna at the time of death, one attains his nature. So just by chanting Krishna's name, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Param Rajet, that we can transcend out of this material world. Such is the potency of the holy name, just of remembering Krishna. Now, how great is participating in Krishna's pastimes? So just by remembering Krishna, we can attain his nature. We can go back to Godhead. Just by his kirtan, just by chanting his holy names, we can transcend this material world. Now, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they are participating in the pastimes of Krishna. How great is that? So that is definitely greatness. And how do we know that Mother Yashoda is great? obviously we have the evidence that she is taking care of Krishna, God, as her child. But we also know from Nectar of Devotion, chapter 43, Parenthood, that there are different devotees that are described, mentioned, who have this parental affection for Krishna. And the first one you can guess is who? Yes, Mother Yashoda. And the second is Nanda Maharaj. Third is Mother Rohini. And the fourth are the elderly gopis whose sons were stolen by Brahma, because Krishna expanded himself to become their child as well. And then comes Mother Devaki. And then there are other wives of Nanda. Seventh is Mother Kunti. Eighth is Vasudev. And ninth is the teacher, Sandipani Muni. So these are the nine devotees who are mentioned, or types of devotees who are mentioned, who have this parental affection for Krishna. And Yashoda is at the top. So that's how we know that Yashoda is, obviously, both Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, one and two. They're at the top of the list. We also know from the prayers of Vaishnavas who are glorifying parents of Krishna. Now Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita that Pita Aham Asya Jagato Mata Data Pita Maha, he says Aham Bij Pratap, Aham Bij Pratap Pita, that I am the seed giving father. I am the father of the universe, the mother of the universe. So somebody who himself is the father and mother of the universe, now he has accepted a parent, father and mother. So the prayers of the Vaishnavas are, let's glorify these parents who have accepted the father of the universe as their child. Now, the other thing that's being glorified here is Papao Yasya Stanam Hari, that this Lord Krishna is suckling mother's breast. Now, I can say that most all of us were nursed by our mothers. Whoever wrote poetry about our suckling the breast of our mothers, right? There are many mothers who are right now nursing their children. Nobody's talking about them. But here we are assembled in a temple hall and we're talking about this great pastime. Bilwa Mangal Thakur, great Acharya that you're all familiar with, he wrote this beautiful poetry. It's called the Bal Mukunda Ashtakam. And in that Ashtakam, he glorifies this particular activity. And I'll read the Sanskrit and I'll translate in English. Alokya martum mukhmadarena stanyam pibantam sarsiruhaksham sachinmayam devam manantarupam balam mukundam manasa smarami. So Bil Mangal Thakur, whom you all know was blind, he's saying, I remember that Bal Mukund, that baby Krishna. That baby Krishna who is Sat Chit Maya Anantarupam. He is infinite. He has many forms. And his divine forms are eternal and full of knowledge. That baby Krishna whose form is divine, eternal, full of knowledge, that baby Krishna is suckling the breast of Mother Yashoda. And while doing that, his lotus-like eyes, are looking at the face of Mother Yashoda, who is nursing him. So that Supreme Lord, who is infinite, he is in the lap of Mother Yashoda, suckling her breast. And while doing that, he is adoring. He is looking at mother's face with great affection. All of us devotees we pray to someday be with Krishna. We come offer services at the temple to be seen by Krishna, to be noticed by Krishna. And here is Mother Yashoda, who is being noticed directly by Krishna in her lap while she is rendering the service of nursing Krishna. So that's the greatness that's being talked about here. That's the Mahabhaga, that's the great fortune. Now on one hand, Mother Yashoda is an eternal associate of Krishna. But in general, if we look at the woman form in Bhagavad Gita is called Papayonaya. It's called a lower birth. But that same woman form is being glorified here. Mother Devaki, who gave birth to Krishna, and Mother Yashoda, who is nursing Krishna. The same woman form is being glorified as being the one who is Mahabhaga, who is the most fortunate. So, Prabhupada in the purport also says that Mother Yashoda is more fortunate than Nanda Maharaj. So on one hand, you know, sometimes we have to defend the statement by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, when he says that even these people of lower birth, they can attain me. And here we have same Krishna who is offering such great fortune to the same woman form. So glorious are the mothers who give birth to all these elevated devotees, who nurse them, who also nurse different incarnations of Krishna. So my humble obeisances to all of you mothers. And as far as our God Krishna is concerned, this is Him. That even when He's nursing, just the basic activity, I mean, it's called a great boon that actually sustained the human race. If the mothers did not nurse their children, the human race perhaps would not sustain. Because when the babies are born, they cannot right away chew fruits and vegetables. Right? So the mother's milk is made available. It's a great arrangement. So this is our God who is being glorified after over 5,000 years ago when He performed these pastimes, at least in this yuga. Here in North America, thousands of miles away from where He appeared, people of all races, of all backgrounds, young, old, different genders, we're all glorifying Krishna. That's our Krishna, all attractive. No matter what He does, it's attractive. And that we take pleasure in talking about these things and glorifying these things. As far as Mother Yashoda is concerned, she, as you know, was put in Yoga Maya by Krishna's arrangement. She was bewildered at times. She did not know who Krishna was. But yet, she was rendering this service. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati. So now look at Mother Yashoda. What is she offering? Krishna says, whoever offers me a fruit, a flower, a leaf or some water, I accept. And here Mother Yashoda is offering a part of her own body, milk, to Mother Krishna. So what a great service, what a great offering. And Krishna is accepting that offering. And we know from devotee's perspective, Sansiddhi Haritoshanam. Whatever pleases Krishna, that is the perfection. So Mother Yashoda has achieved perfection from many angles, whichever angle you see it. She is the most fortunate. She has achieved this great perfection of taking care of Krishna. So while on one hand, Mother Yashoda is taking care of Krishna, but at the same time, she is deriving great pleasure by doing this. You know, they say that mothers give birth to a child, but actually women give birth to a child And a child makes a woman into a mother. A mother is made because of a child. A woman is not a mother before the child is born. So, and the highest pleasure that the mothers or parents, that they derive, those who are parents, is when the child is of that age that Krishna is right now, that's being described. So childhood pastimes are the most relishable pastimes. Childhood days are the most relishable days. And when a parent is taking care of a child, as you all know, it's selfless love, it's selfless service with no expectations in return. And that's what Mother Yashoda was doing, taking care of a child, pure selfless service, nothing in return, no expectation in return. And as I mentioned earlier, our acharyas, they are glorifying this activity of Mother Yashoda feeding Krishna, nursing Krishna. In Lalit Madhava, Rupa Goswami, he does the same thing. He says when Krishna returns after herding cows and there is dust on his face, Mother Yashoda will put him in her lap and will wash his face by her milk. That's like we do Abhishek to the deity of Krishna. And Mother Yashoda has this good fortune of doing Abhishek to live Krishna, Krishna in his manifest form, sitting in her lap. So this is the good fortune that's being described of Mother Yashoda. So, as they say, Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of all literature. No matter where you, no matter what page you open, I know you have to do a systematic study, but wherever you start, wherever you look, there is so much nectar. And as Sanatana Goswami has said in Krishna Lila Stava, he says, Mad ek bando mad sangin, mad guru mad mahadhana, mad nistarka mad bhagya, mad ananda namastute. Glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, Srimad Bhagavatam is my only friend. Srimad Bhagavatam is my companion. Srimad Bhagavatam is my teacher. Srimad Bhagavatam is my greatest wealth. Srimad Bhagavatam is my deliverer, mat nistaraka. And Srimad Bhagavatam is my great fortune. And Srimad Bhagavatam is my bliss, mad ananda. And I offer my respectful obeisances to this Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Mother Yashoda is certainly fortunate, very fortunate, and so are we to be able to relish these nectarian pastimes of Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, who came to this world, who translated them into English, and we are sitting here and glorifying Krishna and relishing the pastimes of Krishna. There are many book distributors here. New Dwarka is famous for book distribution. I was hearing the scores, number one and number two book distributors in North America, right here, sitting in the back. And you're always at the top of the list, number one. So, and you have also distributed many sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, I am preaching to the choir here. I should not have been sitting here in the first place, but following the instructions of Archita Prabhu and Savas Prabhu, they say humility means to follow instructions. So this is my submission to them, that I sat here and I shared some words with you. But back to Srimad Bhagavatam, such a nectar, such a potent scripture, that we should go out and distribute wholeheartedly. Because what people can derive from this book, I don't think they can find anywhere else. And as I said, you already know about this, you're already doing it. I just want to hear myself speaking, and I'll be on tape, so I can play it over and over again, and I can remind myself that I need to go out and distribute this book. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. I'm not sure if I can answer any questions, but I will take any corrections or comments, feedback that you may have. I think we have a microphone coming.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a nice presentation. We sometimes hear great devotees or personalities acknowledging and quoting, saying that what pious activities does these personalities have? How many pious activities or how much sukriti have they achieved to be with Krishna or to be in his companionship? And in a verse came to my mind what you were reading, that from the Padma Purana, that says, Nayan Adma Pravachane Nalavyo Namedaya Navahuna Srutena. And the translation is that no one can obtain Krishna by reading scriptures for so much austerities, penances, shastras, and even for eloquent speech, lecturing. But he says, but I can be obtained only by that one who I choose. So the question is, it appears that to be actually in the level of being close to Krishna, you have to go through all this. You have to go through all these austerities, penances, and so many other things to achieve that level. And may appear that he disregards, like, oh yeah, this is okay, but actually the one that I choose is more important than all these things. Who is he talking about? That's my question. By disregard, by minimizing, not by austerity, not by penances, not by so much learning, shastras, reading the scriptures, can I be obtained? But for that person who I choose, that one. That's from the Padma Purana.
I would like to hear from you, Prabhu, who that person is.
Yes, so I'm just asking. So
no, I already told you I cannot answer questions. I can take corrections or comments. I don't. You know the answer. Please share.
My understanding, Prabhu, is that, you know, I just wanted to see if we can churn the nectar here. So I also have a little bit of doubt, but I can there just to... My understanding is that there are many impersonalists and mayavadis who dare to, you know, endeavor for so much to achieve perfection in life, but ultimately they don't really acknowledge Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, all those reading, all these tapasyas and austerities might be meaningless if you don't serve the lotus feet of Krishna. Like that verse.
Thank you. I agree with you.
So that's yes. Maybe you can say more about it, or somebody else.
Okay, Prabhu, I'll try and then we'll open it up for others to comment on. You're right, all these other people that you mentioned, they have this selfish perspective that they're trying to attain something, right, by performing these austerities. And so there are a couple of ways we can look at this. One is that a devotee only wants to please Krishna. And when Krishna is pleased, he will automatically manifest to a devotee. To kind of back up what you said, the first part, Prabhupada in the previous verse purport says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathai bhajamiham. So there is some reciprocation. Depending upon our sincerity, depending upon our effort, he reciprocates. But we also know that it's the mercy of great Vaishnavas, great Acharyas, and Krishna himself, that he can bestow this upon anybody. So, following my Guru Parampara, they say, I don't have to worry about whether I'll take another birth or not, whether I'll make it back to Godhead or not. I just engage in selfless service to Krishna. And when gurus are pleased, Krishna is pleased, things will happen. So I don't know if that helped or not, but we can open it up and hear from other elevated devotees who are assembled here. So, Vas Prabhu.
I'm not an elevated devotee, but I don't mind making a comment. I think that in Krishna consciousness, just the simplicity of it is that, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a formula. We do have to perform austerities, but our austerities are chanting at least 16 rounds a day, you know, following the four regulative principles, coming to the full morning program, and only partaking of Krishna prasadam, only those things that are offered to the Lord. That's all we should eat. And I've heard on a lecture and read where Papa said, if we do just those things alone, that austerity, you'll go back home, back to Godhead.
Thank you, Prabhu. I've also heard that dealing with devotees is also an austerity. So we can add that to the list. One way or the other. Thank you, Prabhu. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhaktav govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Yes, Prabhu.
I just wanted to comment. Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that in some of it, at least one of his lectures, that the Gaudiya Vaishnava perspective is that we see God as like our child, in that we don't want anything from him, but we want to serve him. And in some other traditions, they see God as the father. Of course, Krishna is our father as well, you know. But if we see him as our father, then we're always asking something from him and not wanting to give anything to the father. That is a major difference in perspective. So I just wanted to mention that because we were talking about the motherly love, parental affection. So
thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you.
In Prabhupada's purport, it says that Mother Yashoda is even more fortunate than Nanda Maharaj, because Nanda Maharaj would sometimes be away from Krishna. Mm-hmm. Mother Yashoda was always with him. But I've heard that Vipralamba Seva is actually more intense and more affectionate. So how do we understand that?
I know, Prabhu. Whenever you grab the microphone, I'm nervous because you ask difficult questions. That's a really good question, Prabhu. So it depends how we define fortune. In this case, fortune is being defined as being able to associate with Krishna. So Mother Yashoda is being able to relish these nectarian pastimes of Krishna more than Nand Maharaj. So there are different ways of defining good fortune, but in this context, this is how good fortune is being defined, and that's how we can justify what Prabhupada is saying, that Mother Yashoda is more fortunate. Okay, so if there are no more comments or corrections, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
Call one of us. Even just the last problem. Thank you.